And we get our monthly visit from the folks in the Lorain County General Health District. And Joyce Davis has been elected to come join us this morning. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
Today we're going to talk about, we have the Zero Proof Mix-Off, which is happening tonight. And we'll get to that. Craig's a big part of that. And so is the health department, a lot of agencies for the Safe Community Coalition. But let's talk about some other things dealing with, I don't know, we get to the beginning of the season where the weather is wet. Even with the sort of the leaves on the ground, things can get kind of slippery. Let's talk about some of the things that we can help people with as far as slips and falls. What are some
Okay. So we know that falls are always a problem, but at certain times of the year, like you mentioned, they're even larger problem. And we're entering one of those times where between the leaves being wet and snow and ice and just wet, that falls are even more prevalent than they are other times of the year.
That's why they call it fall, Craig. Right? My rim shot's not here, but go ahead.
So just making sure that we do whatever we can do to help prevent any of those falls. And one of the things that I read recently that really hit me was, you know, there's oftentimes a sign out that says that the floor is wet, but your shoes being wet makes things just as slippery as a wet floor. So there's not generally a sign, you know, reminding you that your shoes are wet.
Right.
And if you come in from the wet outdoors, your shoes are going to be wet. And so dry off your shoes, you know, if at all possible. Find a piece of, you know, carpet or a mat to dry off your shoes. And that's a huge step for once you get inside. Other things just, you know, we've had such nice weather that some of the things that we do in the winter to be prepared for slippery sidewalks, we may not have prepared for yet. And that would be having the salt handy by the doorway so that when you go out that you can make sure that everything's salted. Another tip, and again, at first I thought this one was sort of strange, but the more I think about it, I think it's pretty practical, and that is, you know, to carry some salt with you. I know people oftentimes do it for a little extra weight in their trunk, but a small amount somewhere where you can reach it. They say your pocket, but I think that would be a huge mess. But just to have a little salt in the car where you can get it, because you're gone all day, you get home, and, you know, the driveway's covered with ice. And if you had some salt handy, you could throw it down quick before you try to skate
right
into the house.
And a lot of times when we talk about falls, especially for older people, that sometimes is a sort of a downhill decline for other things.
So absolutely.
Who suddenly has a fall just because of their age, the fall. When you're younger and you fall, you get up and you're fine. At any age, you start falling, and then you realize there's a bigger bruise or you're sore or you can't be as mobile, or it might be some
bone. Start breaking hips,
right,
and bones. And
so
absolutely.
I guess one of the preparations is to be a little more active, sort of be able to get yourself in better shape.
Anything that we can do to keep ourselves more active and increase our strength and flexibility helps in the areas of preventing falls. And so one of the best things you can do is walk. There's plenty of opportunities really for walking in groups around the county. And we have a couple of them that include free places to walk indoors. On every Monday night at 5:30 at Splash Zone in Oberlin, the health department is there to walk with you. For a half hour, you can come in and use the Splash Zone facilities to walk. And then every Thursday night, same thing at Mercy Rec in Amherst.
The health district also provides services for older adults.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
So we've had the older adult health clinics, as they were called, for many, many years. And those clinics continue, but will be in a different format beginning January 1st. And they're available to anybody ages 55 and older. And they provide an opportunity to come in for screenings, for resources, an opportunity to talk to a registered nurse who is also a public health nurse. There's no costs The space is limited. You have to, you know, call and sign up, but there'll be sessions held throughout the county in different locations, and it's the kind of thing that you don't have to go to every month or anything like that, but can go and help supplement some of it. Doesn't substitute for your health care provider, but help supplement in between visits to your regular health care provider or screenings or whatever, so that maybe something that would alert you that you need to see your regular health care provider.
So these are group sessions?
Yes. They're group sessions with the ability then to meet individually with the nurse about, you know, your particular concerns after the group session.
What kind of subjects might be covered in one of these?
Well, one of them might be falls, and there's falls assessments that can be done so that you can, if it's something that maybe you'd want to bring a parent in for to make sure that that they have a falls assessment, and then to really go through and determine what they could do to make themselves less likely to fall. Other things would be blood pressure screenings, diabetes screenings, trying to think of some of the other topics, because one of the things that we're really trying to be in tune with is that the changes that the needs of the older adult have changed just a little, and so we want to make sure that we're providing the information and the services that people really want and need.
And would those screenings be done during these sessions?
Yes. Yes, there will be some screenings done at the actual sessions, but that will be per session. Like maybe one time it would be diabetes, and maybe the next month it wouldn't be diabetes. But that would all be advertised. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not like a whole full workup when they come on in.
Yeah.
It's more like specific ones for specific times, kind of dealing with things one things at a time.
But
too.
It's a great time to have that individual opportunity to ask some of those questions about your health that you don't think about, you don't think about when you're sick and yet at the doctor's office,
right.
And or you're well and there's really no reason to see a healthcare provider, but we all know that we all have to really work at it to stay well. I think that's kind of what we were talking about earlier.
And it sometimes requires a third party, outside source, to see something that might be going
Absolutely.
on.
Absolutely. So, and that's, you know, part of where the screenings come in, is having that third party provide some information based on a screening. And then, of course, reliable resources. And oftentimes people get all kinds of information from places that's not good information.
Right.
And that's not what we want them to do either. So it's come to these sort of settings where you can get reliable information and screenings and care.
We're talking this morning with Joyce Davis from the Lorain County General Health District. You're also involved in something called the Wellness Leadership Network. What is that?
It is really for a group of people who have been charged with providing the wellness for their group, so in workplaces in particular. Oftentimes people have, some places it's called employee wellness, and it's oftentimes administered through human resources. Other smaller places, you know, just somebody on staff gets assigned, like, you know, you're in charge of employee wellness. And it's a very popular move in that it's the prevention kind of activities that we know long-term can help save healthcare dollars. So with health insurance costs as they are, it's a popular thing for workplaces in particular to be doing. And oftentimes the people that have to do those are, this is just a random assignment, and they don't have a whole lot of, they don't have a network, and they don't have a whole lot of support available to them to make sure that they're doing things that are the best and the most appropriate type of services.
So you have, a meeting coming up for those folks
we
who are
do.
Involved in that.
There's a quarterly meeting, and the next one is actually on December 15th. It's from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And this one, the speaker, the featured speaker that day, will be Cleveland Clinic's director of wellness for their own employee wellness program. And his name's David Power. He's actually a powerful speaker and really knows his subject matter. So it's a great way to come and get the latest and greatest information on employee wellness. There's no cost to attend, but like I said, it's really for people who are conducting the programs. And you can register for the meeting at livehealthylorainecounty.com.
All right, the moment we've all been waiting for. Drum roll, please. All right, the drum roll, because tonight is the 15th annual Zero Proof Mix-Off. That drum was going a little longer than I expected there. Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center, 5:30 to 7:30 tonight. Craig, you'll be the MC. They'll be hearing you direct people to the different places and all the activities going on. But Joyce, this is really a fun event, but a very sobering event, as Katie Bevan likes to call it.
Yeah, exactly. We have a fun time with an event that has the reality is very sober, and we're encouraging people to make sure that somebody is sober so that we have sober people on our highways. And the mix-off, like you said, is the 15th annual mix-off. As you know, the health district heads up the Lorain County Safe Communities Coalition, which is there's so many partners involved in that organization, people from education and healthcare and law enforcement, and everybody comes around for the mix-off. That's one of my favorite parts of it, is that there's so many different partners involved at the mix-off to make it possible.
You see all the good people who are involved in the results of the fact that if there is somebody who's driving drunk, the people that respond to the crash, the people that provide the victims, the people that are dealing with substance abuse victims and things like that. So all these people who have sort of the hard job, this is a chance for them to come out and sort of share in a fun event, but still have the message about having responsible drinking and driving that you want to talk about. Go ahead.
And of course, the real point of it is that we're encouraging people to make sure that they have, at any of their events, that they have a non-alcoholic option available for people who then could be drivers.
Right, other than just water or, you know, soft drink or something like this. This is just, and they have special names, so you can have a cool name, like, you know, most good drinks with alcohol have really interesting names, and that's the same thing for these non-alcoholic drinks.
Exactly. And there's 21 of them this year, so there's certain to be not only some good names, but some good drinks. So it's a great time for people to come and taste all different drinks, right, so that they can determine one that they would most like to serve.
And they'll be able to pick up sort of the recipe book there as well.
Yes.
So and then, the fun is the voting, where they get to choose ones related to the taste, and you'll have judges there.
Yes.
Tasting that too. And again, it goes on from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight. WEOL's Craig Adams will be out there, as well as our Matt Douglas, who will be broadcasting live through some of the early parts of the event for tonight. But again, that's at the Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center, the Zero Proof Mix-Off, 5:30 to 7:30 this evening. Joyce, if people want to find out more about some of the things we've talked about today, or, you know, see what's new at the health department, where's a good place for them to get
details? LorainCountyHealth.com is a great place to start, and if you don't have access to the internet, you can always call the phone, and we still have a human being that answers it and can help give you some direction, and that number is 440-322-6367.
Does that human being have a name by chance who answers that phone?
It's not always the same person.
Oh, so whoever happens to be near the phone.
Yes.
I know that. We've had the meeting. You answer it. I'll answer it. Take it.
No, that's not actually
one.
How it is.
Oh,
there.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
They really are assigned. There's like three of them. And actually, one just retired yesterday.
Wow.
So,
congratulations to that phone answerer on the well-served time with the Lorain County General Health District. Joyce, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.